Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to kick off the weekend, as we do, just a bit early. This is the third episode of three shows in 3 days. We hope that you enjoyed yesterday's live show from last Sunday night with Matt Parrish. We had a great time taking your call, so thanks to everybody who was a part of that. Today, Pam Forrester standing by. We're going to have a great conversation about a current Disney topic to get you rolling for your weekend. First, a quick word from our sponsor, and that includes our friends over at The Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency, which is going to work hard for you. They truly do work hard for each and every guest to make sure they have the most magical vacation possible without paying 1 cent more than is needed. They're out there aggressively looking for discounts for each and every guest, but also each and, you know, about every week you're going to get a tip to make your trip better, things to think about, you know, possibly experiences that maybe weren't on your radar, but they might make your trip even better. So check them out for your next Disney vacation, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney, and even Universal Studios. They do that as well. So check them out today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com. A huge shout out to everybody who continues to use our Amazon affiliate link. It really does help support the show. You're still going to get all those Prime benefits, and it'll cost you nothing extra. Bookmark it on all your devices. Thanks again to everybody who clicks through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1474 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Let's make it a great Easter weekend. And I know Passover, I believe, starts today as well. So everybody, whatever you're celebrating, make sure it's a great time with your friends and family. And also, welcome spring. Let's get some warm weather around here. Let's have the weather stabilized. Somebody talk to Mother Nature. Just give her something to stabilize the moon, because it's been a ride here United States. So we're going to have a great time today talking about just fun Disney topics, a little bit like last Friday's show where we talked about the best of, but today we're going to kind of reverse it a little bit, kind of like the Kit Kat commercial. That's another commercial that I don't understand. It's got that Missy Misdemeanor Elliott song, and I can't understand a word she says, except It says reverse it. Why do I need to reverse a Kit Kat? I don't know. Anyway, who cares? Let's talk Disney. Let's have a good time. I'm totally off my game, but Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, joining me here to have the fun. Starting the weekend a little early, having some fun. What's up, Pam?
We need a whole show that is dedicated to things that confuse us. And maybe this isn't good for our image, because people would be like, why are they confused about that? Like, that makes total sense. These people are idiots. But every now and then, don't you have something that's confusing? We have lots of things that are confusing to us, apparently. So anyways, happy Friday. I'm ready for it. That's all I have to say. Ready for the weekend.
Yeah, so it's strange, the stuff that that we think about. You're worried about the Butterfinger commercial. I'm worried about Kit Kat and the Stella Artois. What's he say at the end? I don't know. So got to be here for the pre-show. All right. So what we're going to do today, we're going to have some fun talking about, we're not really a negative podcast. We are very positive people. We love Walt Disney World, and we can usually find great things about just about anything down there, and generally everything in the world. I try to look at the, you know, glass half full kind of thing all the time. But today what we're going to do is to have some fun and to kind of play along. Maybe you're on a run, walking the dog, doing the dishes. I like shows where, you know, I'm kind of guessing what the hosts might say, because a lot of you have known us more than some of our friends in our lives, because we've been on the air for 11 years now. You've listened to every show. God help you if you have. That's crazy. But we're in your ear, so play along with us. Pick yours and try to guess what we're going to say as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to propose three things. We're going to put three things in a category: resorts, restaurants, festivals at Epcot, what have you. So hard ticket events, what have you. Favorite ice creams, whatever. We're going to throw these things out there, and we have to cut one. So we're going to say which one of these three things, in our opinion, is the worst of the three. Which would we get rid of? So let me start, and I'll start with a group of three here. And here's my group of three. I'm going to start with a resort group. I'm going to say Wilderness Lodge, Animal Kingdom Lodge, in Yacht Club, because I'm going, since it's just you, this is kind of good because I know kind of your likes and what you like. So I'm trying to make it tough on you. So you got that choice. You got to cut one of those. Which one would you axe? Animal Kingdom Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, and Yacht Club, and they're going to be gone from Walt Disney World. Now, when we cut these, we're going to say that like it's not there anymore. It's an experience you can never have again. Which one would you have to get rid of?
Oh my goodness!
I know. Let's up the stakes a little here. What, you know, this is, let's make it real.
You gotta throw in like a stinker.
No, I didn't. See, I know your taste. I know your taste. That's why I went here. So it's trying to make it tough.
Oh my goodness gracious! That's so hard. Okay, I can't get rid of Wilderness Lodge because I just love it too much. I just love it. I just like everything about it. It's sort of my happy place. I cannot get rid of Animal Kingdom Lodge because it's such a unique experience. The fact that you get to get out there and see the giraffe and see everything. So I have to cut, which may be my favorite resort on Disney property, and that is the Yacht Club. Just because, although I just don't find it as unique as the Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge. To me, it's very soothing. It's a place that I always want to go to. I love the theming. I love the redone rooms. But yeah, I do. I have to cut Yacht Club. And that pains me. God, it's like I almost want to cry a little bit. I'm so sorry, Yacht Club. I'm so sorry.
Welcome to the weekend. Let's get excited. Pam's crying because she has to get rid of her resort. It's such an upper. No, you know,
I'm gonna run down right now and stay at it for the weekend before it goes.
But the, you know, and I love that we record these live on Facebook typically, and we got a great group here spending lunch with us as we record today. And you know what they're saying is, and everybody did also cut the Yacht Club almost to a person. And I think they're saying because you have a sister resort, and this is exactly what I would have done. I would have cut Yacht because if you can still keep Beach Club, you still have Stormalong Bay, you have the same hotel, the same experience, same geography, but you just have a different, you know, overlay basically of that hotel.
Yeah, I agree. And Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge are really two super unique themes. And I think there's no way you can get rid of either one of those. So,
all right. So you pick a group of three and let's see what I can do.
All right. So I'm going to have you pick some sort of legendary, you know, rides there at Walt Disney World. And these are ones that are in the Magic Kingdom. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Pirates of the Caribbean, TTA, or Carousel of Progress?
Oh man, that third one hurts. I was thinking, give me a teacups.
Yeah, give me monsters.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, come on, give me something, man. Yeah, exactly.
Save the Great Escape.
Give me the Emporium. Yeah. Okay, so we got Carousel, the TTA, and Pirates. Oh,
and they're all classic Magic Kingdom attractions.
And they're all rides that I do every single time.
I know.
Oh man, you're getting me in trouble. Like this is rough.
I know. There'll be a little picture of you somewhere up on some discussion board. Yeah, say, did you hear what Mike Rollins said?
Yes. Yes. Somebody will isolate this and I'll be just a villain forever. Oh, you're right. This hurts. Like, I didn't think it. Like, I'm thinking, man, you're crying over the Yacht Club. Seriously? Come on. Oh, man. Okay. So, I can't even say it out loud. The TTA, I guess the TTA, even though it's so great. But I mean, the Pirates is like, it's why you go to Walt Disney World. It's the classic dark ride, you know, and it's got a story and it's got history. And the Carousel of Progress, there's no way. I mean, there's no, absolutely no way I would cut the Carousel of Progress under any circumstance, because I think that is just like, to me, it's Walt Disney talking right to me. I mean, that is exactly what it is. And the TTA is awesome, but I mean, of the three, that's, I'm cutting it. So what would you do?
That was exactly my thinking too. My rationale is I absolutely can't get rid of the Carousel of Progress. It's a piece of history. I mean, it was at the World's Fair, for goodness sake. You can't get rid of it. And the one at Disneyland's not there anymore. Pirates of the Caribbean, like you, it is quintessential Disney. If any attraction is, I think that is. So the TTA, although I love it and experience it every time, and it's much needed, you're just in a little car going around. I mean, you know what I mean? I can't say it's quintessential Disney. It's quintessential to my Disney experience, but I don't know that it's quintessential to everyone's Disney experience.
My buddy up in Canada, Jonathan the Monkey Man, who makes the most awesome, well, not just cupcakes anymore, it's everything, pastries and tacos. I mean, he has done it. He wants to get rid of the Carousel of Progress. We can't be friends. And Rachel, we can't be friends. You're hurting me. This really just kind of really immediately, like we're not even 10 minutes in, it just cuts right to
the core. I know.
Good Lord.
This is fun, though. Oh, this is fun. It is this is a challenge. This is challenging me.
All right, so you know what? I'm going to outsource this one because James J. Williams in the chat has a good one for us, and this is going to be for you. You got to cut one of these theme parks, the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, or Disneyland. You thought I was going to say like Animal Kingdom or the studios. Nope. You got to cut Magic Kingdom, Epcot, or Disneyland.
I cannot cut Disneyland. No. It's the original park. So, I mean, you can't do that. It's like sacrilege, right? We would be drummed out of the podcast, the yes. Disney podcast community. So I can't do that. And plus, I love Disneyland. There's just something about it.
So which one did you cut?
did
I miss it? Because I agree. Disneyland is it's off the table.
Disneyland's off the table. So I gotta cut Magic Kingdom or Epcot, and I think I'm going to cut Magic Kingdom.
Agreed.
Because Epcot is really unique in itself. I have such fond memories of Epcot. Now, Epcot has not been quite Epcot in my mind for a while. I still get a lot of enjoyment out of it, but I think we're moving in the right direction again. So I got to cut the Magic Kingdom.
I can't believe it. I mean, of all the places, we're going to cut the Magic Kingdom. But the thing is, with Disneyland, you have a very similar experience.
Yeah, it's true. It is.
And that's what Eric says, too.
It pains me.
That is. All right, so give me another group of three. This is hard, but it is kind of fun. Hope you're playing along at home.
It is. It's really hard. Okay, so I don't know if this one will be as hard. Well, it probably will be, Mike. So we're in the Magic Kingdom again, and we're going to cut a quick service location. And these are ones that I know that you like. We got Pecos Bills. We got Columbia Harbor House. Or we have Casey's.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to go with Cosmic Rays.
No,
Cosmic
I'm not
Rays. Dang, I was like, I got this one. I was like, she's going to go over to Tomorrowland and go Cosmic Rays. Got it. Cutting it. Boom. Gone. Oh, Casey. Man, because I always get Casey's. And I always,
I know.
God, you hit the three things that I hit every single time. Oh, okay. So let's see. If I had to get rid of one. I do love some Columbia Harbor House because I really don't get that kind of food here in Missouri a whole lot. Like you can get it. I just don't go out of my way to get like clam chowder or like a lobster roll. I'm getting rid of Pecos Bills because I can get fajitas anywhere. And I love those fajitas, but I'm getting rid of Pecos Bills.
Okay. So I would get rid of Casey's just because I'm not really a hot dog girl. I see the appeal. I know that people love it. I think it is a unique spot. But Pecos Bills, for me, it feels very like nostalgic. I feel like I'm walking back into the depths of some restaurant that was there when, the Magic Kingdom opened, and they have that story of Pecos Bills, and it almost feels like a part of, the Country Bear sort of attraction to do that.
It
so
does.
I can't get rid of that. Columbia Harbor House, I sort of feel like you. I feel like it's, at times, if you go up on that second floor, you're sort of like it's a little piece
it's
of heaven
respite.
Up
yes,
there, right?
Yes. It's like the hideaway. Like, as many people go up there, every time I walk in there, I go around the corner, I'm like, secret, nobody knows.
And then, I know, right? It's huge. So, love that. And for me, Casey's could go it wouldn't hurt, my feelings at all. But I will say this little corn dog nuggets are a little tasty.
God, they're so good. So good. And I like that they're just making crazy, stupid hot dogs now. Like, it's a foot long hot dog with like a pepperoni pizza on top, So
it's a footlong hot dog with nachos on top. Boom. We took food and put other food on top.
Exactly. We got a donut on the one end and we got like a ice cream sandwich on the other. This is the 4th of July special.
And a cupcake.
Exactly. I love it. Because I walk in there, I'm like, God, that thing is, that's stupid. And then I'm like, I turn to Scott and I'm like, should we split that?
Yeah, right.
He's like, no, dude, I'm getting my own. I'm like, all right, then. Anyway, that is so funny. All right, so here's mine. Transportation systems. You got the monorail. You have the boats. And you have the Skyliner. You got to get rid of one of those three methods to get around Walt Disney World.
No.
Well, you got to get rid of one. Silence isn't golden here on our show. It dead air makes me nervous. It'll probably be edited
my
right
out.
My brain
stopped at that one. I'm like reminded of that old comic with Calvin and Hobbes where Calvin says, my brain just fused. Like, he can't speak because his brain just fused. My golly. I can't get rid of the monorail because it just, yeah, it signifies Disney transportation, right?
But it stinks sometimes. Yeah. So do the boats.
It does have a funk to it at times. You're right. The Skyliner, I'm very interested in seeing that. It's going to be new. It's going to be something different. The boat, oh, lordy.
I love the boats.
I know, I do too, but I think it's the one I have to cut.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's not really a unique transportation. It's just the one I happen to enjoy the most, you know, so many of the time. So I think I have to say the boat, even though it's probably the one I really enjoy the most, I have to say it.
Yeah, I'm with you because as I think about it, I do love taking a boat ride, say, from Wilderness Lodge over to the Magic Kingdom, or say the boat ride from the studios to Epcot, you know, and swing through all the Epcot area resorts. I love that. You know, that's, to me, that's an attraction in itself, just getting from point A to point B. But if I'm thinking about it, and again, we haven't done the gondolas yet, you know, the Skyliner, but I'm super, super, I'm as excited for those as I am Galaxy's Edge. And that's just a dumb statement, but it's true. I'm really excited for that opportunity. I think it's going to be super unique. Like you said, the monorail is exactly what you picture, like in the Christmas morning parade show. You know, you see the monorail that shot from way out on Seven Seas Lagoon going past the train station. The boats, I can ride a boat on the Mississippi. Like, I can go downtown St. Louis and ride, like, on a riverboat. But I'm really never riding on a monorail or a Skyliner anywhere else. So I'm going to, yeah, I would cut the boats, too. It hurts. I love the boats.
I know. Some of these choices are not the ones that I would personally want to do. But it's like I'm doing it for the greater good of
another vacation. For the good of the podcast, we have something for your weekend. If you have a long run today, God bless you. We're cutting the boats.
I'm not doing any of those, though. I'm just saying.
That's it. All right, so go ahead. Give me a group of three here.
Okay, Mike. This might hurt you a little bit because this is about ice cream, which is something that you really enjoy.
I have way too many peanut butter parfaits here at home lately. I'm just saying.
So you have to cut one. Beaches and Cream, the Plaza ice cream place there on Main Street, or Ample Hills.
Beaches and Cream. Didn't even take that
really
long.
You didn't even stop at that one.
Here's why. And I like here. The problem with that one, cutting Beaches and Cream, is that it's more than ice cream. You can get a really good burger, fries, chili. I love all that stuff.
Patty melt is a hidden gem, I will say.
And the No Way Jose is awesome. Like, if you like peanut butter, oh, so good.
And it's just peanut butter and chocolate on ice cream.
Who cares? That's all it needs to be.
It's so good, though. I totally agree.
They don't have the same manager as Casey's. Like, at Casey's, it'd be it'd be chocolate and peanut butter and then pepperoni pizza on top. You know, like
with the donut.
That's how they roll. Yeah, the donut and, you know, a cupcake.
Mickey pretzel.
Exactly. Throw that in as a garnish and you're set. Charge $28 for that sucker and it's on Instagram. That's how it works. Anyway, yeah, I'd cut Beaches and Cream just because I can't cut Ample Hills. I'm the official ambassador for Ample Hills at Walt Disney World. And the Plaza is just really, it's, you know, I always get the All-American Sunday. And it's really not anything super special, but it's the environment. I got to have that Sunday on Main Street USA with the castle right next door. I got to have it. So Beaches and Cream, you're out. What would you cut? You cut the Plaza, I think.
Yeah, I think I would. First of all, the line to get in there is always ridiculous.
Yeah, Exactly. It's like, here, I got a kidney, man. Can you get me in 10 minutes earlier?
I know. But the other thing I think that's funny about that is it's one of those locations that when you're near it, you can smell those like waffle cones cooking.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Oh, and it starts your stomach rumbling like right then. You're like, oh my gosh, I didn't want ice cream. Now I do.
Yes, I don't want it, but now I will kill somebody for ice cream.
Well, I'll have to stand in the line for a long time before I can get it. So anyways, I like Ample Hills because I think it's really unique and they're doing some unique things in terms of ice cream. Beaches and Cream, there's something about eating there that I'm not willing to give up. There's something about, some of my favorite memories are when I'm staying at the Yacht or the Beach Club, we're spending a day at the pool, and at some point during the afternoon, Steve will say to me, do you want to get lunch at Beaches and Cream? I'll say, yes, I would, Steve. And he'll say, like, there's nothing available on the app. He's like, I'm just going to go down there and talk to them at the podium.
But that's Steve Forrester, dude. He is so smooth. The rest of humanity that's a husband wants to be as smooth. I mean, he's like, hang on, let me just go switch into my penguin shirt. All right, we got this.
So he goes down and gets us in, and then we have lunch there at Beaches and Cream. It's just fun times. The patty melt is an unsung hero there. The burger gets all the talk. The grilled cheese is fantastic there. And the onion rings, boom, mic drop. So for me, it's not even about the ice cream. It's about the other stuff. So yeah, I think I'm getting rid of the Plaza at Main Street.
All righty. So play along with us. And again, Facebook, we're going to have these up. So we'll try to remember all of them and put them up. If somebody wants to do it for me, that'd be great because I always forget by the time the show's out. But we'll get those up. We'll talk about this. So James J. going back to Alabama with his. I'm going to use his. You got to cut one of the three. Galaxy's Edge, Toy Story Land, or Pandora. Which of the newest lands at Walt Disney World are you getting rid of forever?
Oh. As much as it pains me to say this, I'm going to say Toy Story Land.
Oof, you're rough.
I know it is. It's really rough because I love Slinky Dog. I think it is a super fun attraction. I even love the little aliens. I think that they're fun too. And of course, love Toy Story. But I, as a huge Star Wars fan, I just can't get rid of Galaxy's Edge. I have dreams about being there. I'm just excited about it in a way that I have a hard time putting into words. To just be able to see those movies come to life in a way that only Disney can do, I think it's going to be fantastic. Pandora exceeded my expectations by far. I just think that it's a really unique spot. I love that it looks just as interesting at night as it does during the day. It's a great, in terms of Imagineering and landscaping and things like this, I feel transported to another location. Toy Story Land, I think, is a fantastic addition to Hollywood Studios, but I they're going to have Galaxy's Edge, so that's why I'm getting rid of that one.
I get rid of Pandora, and I hate to say it because it's so themed so well. I love the theming of it, but I don't like Flight of Passage, and I do like the music and Navi River Journey. I like the whole attraction because it's so visual and auditory. It's a great attraction, but in the land is amazing. I've run through there for races before the sun's come up, and it's great, but man, I love Toy Story. Like, that's my jam, and I'm definitely not get rid of Galaxy's Edge, so I go Pandora. That's me. All right, so here's one.
Right.
Go ahead, give me one, and then I got some other ones here.
There was one that I saw here.
Was it the mountains? That was one I was going to pick.
Yes, okay, that was Rachel. Rachel had a good one. So which mountain are you getting rid of? Space, Big Thunder, or Splash?
You know me, even though I'm 45 and I think I'm 22, I still ride Space Mountain. And every time I get about 3/4 through the ride, like, what am I doing? No! Like when you go down the bigger of the hills, like, oh, it hurts. So,
yes. Yeah,
I'm keeping that one. Big Thunder or Splash, it comes down to for me to cut. I guess I'm cutting Big Thunder for the fact that you got to keep the big flume ride. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, it's way more than a flume ride. You got the whole story. Like, it's a long, long ride. It's a dark ride for an excessive amount of time. Then you get the big thrill at the end. So Big Thunder's going, because if you think about it, you got similar attractions in, not exactly the same, but similar in Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and also Slinky Dog. It's not the same because Big Thunder's longer. It's really awesome. But if I had to cut one of the three, Big Thunder's gone. What about you?
Oh, so you made some compelling arguments, but for me, I have to keep Big Thunder. I think it's a coaster that just about everyone can do. I love the length of it. I love the theming of it. You know, we ride it like every time. So got to keep Big Thunder. I think I got to keep Splash because I like the length of the ride. I like the music. I like this whole experience. And it is thrilling. And I will tell you, I haven't ridden Space Mountain in a while because it gives me a headache beyond all headaches. And the more times I say that, the more people who are like, oh, I can't ride it anymore. So I'm just going to go ahead and get rid of Space Mountain.
And I think Eric sums it up the best in our chat. He says, Space Mountain murders me. I'm 45 too. Sorry, Space.
That is the truth.
The more I do, like, you know, we'll be going with a big group of people and I'll be like, oh, I can't ride it. And everyone else is like, oh, I can't ride either. I was going because I thought you wanted to do it. And everyone's like, no, I thought you wanted to do it. Oh, okay. None of us can ride this ride anymore. Why are we going here? So anyway.
I'm in love with the idea of Space Mountain, but I still ride it and I love it. But like, it takes me a few minutes to get out of the car nowadays. Like, because that sucker is so low. I start anticipating it when the ride is slowing down and you hear the pew, 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 you know, like at the end. I'm like, okay, now I got to start figuring out how I'm going to get out of this sucker because it's going to, you know, because it's just, I feel like I'm 22, but when I get out of it, I know I look like I'm 80. You know, it's brutal.
You're going to need a support dog to help you get out of
it. I'm going to need like a lift, like a crane. Oh, so bad. All right, so let me give you one here. So let's see. Got to think of a good one here. So let's go back to the resorts and let's go to, you got to cut one of these three. You got to cut French Quarter, you got to cut Coronado Springs, or you have to cut, let's throw in the Polynesian. Let's make it a different kind of group, not just the moderates. Which one are you going to cut out of those three? Because I knew if I threw in Riverside, you'd cut Riverside.
Yeah.
Because I know you're just not into the theme.
Gone.
I know. So I couldn't do it.
All right. So Coronado.
It was Coronado, French Quarter, and Poly.
I'm going to cut French Quarter.
Why?
So I like the Polynesian. For me, you know, it's all about the theme in a resort. The theme and the way it makes me feel. Are they good at, you know, demonstrating that theme? Does it sort of envelop you? Do you forget where you are? And so the Polynesian, I think, does that really well. You know, this little gas tiki lights. I mean, there's 100 reasons why, right? The music. So Coronado, for me, does that well, too. I really like each little part of the Coronado. I like the cabanas. I like the ranchos. I like the casitas. I think that does a good job. I love the updated look of the Coronado. That French Quarter actually does a good job of transporting me to some degree to New Orleans, but I don't think it's as grand of a location because it's just a smaller property. And for me, there's not a lot of walking through that to like convey that theme to me, right? You walk through it and you're like to the end of the resort. Like there's not a lot of space in order to convey that theme to me in different ways. And I think that's why I cut it. Does that make any sense?
But see, then again, French Quarter, I think what I like about it is that it's small and compact and there's, you know, you're right. You can walk right through it and be on that path on the Sasagula River, which will walk you down to actually a dead end down by building one or walk you over to Riverside, depending on if you go left or right. But if you just stay like wandering those little streets with the jazz playing, I still say French Quarter's got some of the strongest theme of any of the resorts. But you're right. I put it up against Polynesian, probably number one, especially at night. French Quarter's awesome at night, too. It's way better at night. And Coronado Springs, I'm with you. Like this, I did this because all three of these, this is really hard for me because I just have fallen in love with Coronado because they're just making the resort better and better and better. They started with the rooms. They're adding better dining, you know, more rooms that are varying of different kinds of rooms. There's going to be a club level now. Yeah, I love French Quarter, but of the three, I'd probably cut that one. But it's not because I don't like it. It's just because I love the other two so much.
And, you know, the thing about Coronado, too, and I was, you know, the last time we were down, we were there and I was looking around the resort, you know, they've actually painted everything. They've mm-hmm. given it a whole new color scheme. And do you remember how it used to be sort of an orangey, sunset-y like colors with like teals to accent it, sort of like a Tex-Mex theme, a, you know, that kind of theme. That's sort of how it felt, right? It is so beautiful now. The colors that they chose, the blues and browns and tans, just really updated that resort in a way that I don't know that I even thought was possible. So it's beautiful now. So they've done a great job.
All right. Give me one. We'll do you do two more for me. I'll do one more for you and we'll call it a weekend.
Okay. It's, you know, it's rough to do this. So I'm going to go. Here's kind of an idea. So we're at the Polynesian. And I want you to cut one of these dining locations. Okay. We got Kona, we got Ohana, and we got Trader Sam's, which is sort of a dining and drink location. So they're all places that have a really strong theme again.
I think that, you know, as I think about the overall, I'm a Disney fan and I want to make sure I have a varied, robust experience, not only just at the Polynesian, but at Walt Disney World in general. And I think Walt Disney World expresses itself really well in Trader Sam's. It's a place you can go that it's visually amazing, but it's also very interactive. Stools go down. The drinks have actions that happen with them at times. You know, the bar staff and the wait staff gets in on the act from time to time. I think it's, you know, it's as close as we get to like Adventurers Club from days past, and it's needed, it's necessary. So I'm keeping that, and God, so now between Ohana and Kona, and here's what I'll let you go through my thought process. Kona has removed some of my favorite items from the menu over the last 3 to 4 years with the teriyaki steak. I think they actually got rid of the Asian noodle bowl recently, which has been my go-to since they got rid of the teriyaki steak. I do love Kona for breakfast, but they've gotten rid of like the big kahuna. That's gone. You know, so what it's made me do though is try new things, which I've always enjoyed, but I'm a person who likes to get the same things over and over. When I like something, I get it. So Kona has me kind of in a pickle lately. I love Ohana, but Ohana is super expensive. It is just, you know, I'm one of those people that I want to eat my value worth, and I just can't do it at Ohana. I will kill myself. Like, but God, I love the food there. So if I had to get rid of Kona or Ohana, man, I'm going to go Ohana just because it's tougher to get in and it's more expensive. And I just like the casual, I like the very casual experience of Kona, where many times I've walked up and still gotten in, or I can get a reservation a week out. You know, I don't have to, it's not the stress of getting the Ohana reservation. Even though I love it that much, I just don't want to work that much. So what say you?
I know. I've gone back and forth on this a few times. So Trader Sam's has to stay, right? I think having it there at the Polynesian was really such a great move, and you know, it just fits in with the theme. It enhances my experience there, so I really like it. I think that so many people love Ohana. It is sort of a unique experience at Walt Disney World with the, you know, the skewers of meat and the food offerings that they have. Kona, though, to me seems like an essential part, like of the lobby experience, sort of. And I love that you can sit there and hear the lobby of the Polynesian. When the water used to be there, you could hear the water. You can sort of hear it, the water from the little statue guy that's there right now. It's not quite the same. I think I might cut Ohana too. And if they cut it, I'm going to cut it in hopes that they'll put something else there, because I think it's a fantastic space and it has great views across the Seven Seas Lagoon and over to the castle. But I'm going to cut it in hopes that something else is coming in there.
All right, so let us know on Facebook what you guys are picking, because these are all, I think, just like put you in a pickle as a Disney fan.
Because I know.
Because if you cut Ohana, you're cutting the Ohana breakfast, which is one of my favorite character meals. Kind of a hidden secret.
I know.
Huh. All right, here's my last one for you, and then do one more for me, and we'll be done here. You got to cut one of the signature dining experiences. You got to cut California Grill or Flying Fish or Jiko.
Oh,
I know you so well.
So hard.
That's a tough one for you, I think.
It really is. So I have to keep California Grill because I feel like just the views, the food, all of that are part of the Disney experience. I really do. I mean, you know, what other restaurants can you go to and see the fireworks at Magic Kingdom? There's just a few of them. And I just think that, you know, that's huge. Flying Fish or Jiko? Golly. They're both so good. Oh, they're both so good. I just have a hard time cutting Flying Fish or Jiko.
I love that we do video now so that I can just see the sweat on your forehead. Like, this is a...
I think I have hives. I think my arm's itchy now. Golly. I think I have to cut Jiko.
Okay, so walk us through your thinking, though. I mean, because, you know, we're just doing this for fun, but, like, what's your thought process?
I think that Flying Fish has consistently put out some fantastic food. We've just been going there for so long and just had meal after meal after meal that was so good. You know, I really like it. But dang, Jiko too. The thing about Jiko is that not only is it putting out good food, but it's also unique food. It's not food that you can find anywhere else, but you can't really at Flying Fish. I'm going to stick with Jiko. And I don't even know why, other than I like the other two so much. I just can't.
Actually, the only one I've been to is Jiko out of those three. So, and I love Jiko. So I can't give one on this because, you know, not fair to say if you're not there. Now, James J. Williams just put me in a total pickle with Mizzou, Cardinals, or Space Camp. And those are my three favorite things. So sorry, buddy. Not making a call there. Not happening on tape. All right, Pam, give me the last one. But that was a good one, buddy.
Okay, so I'm going to go to Epcot. And we're going to be looking at some of the original attractions over there with Spaceship Earth, Living with the Land. Mm. I know, right? Or the ride in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, definitely the ride in Mexico. I was worried you were going to throw in Illuminations, even though it's going away, because that would put me in a bigger pickle.
No, I just said Mexico because it was like one of the originals, although it's not in the original form anymore.
You know, I do like that ride a whole lot. That ride, it's a great thing because you can just hop in and enjoy it. Don't have to like have a fast pass typically. I think every World Showcase Pavilion should have some small little... you know, attraction, something you can ride like that, because it's not an e-ticket ride, but it's fun. Like it's just cool to see the cliff divers and, you know, to have a little story about Donald nowadays. It got the fiber optic fireworks, you know, it's a great ride. But I mean, obviously I love Living with the Land. That to me screams what Epcot is and should be. And same for Spaceship Earth. I mean, it's edutainment at its best. It's what Disney does absolutely at its best. Both of those rides. So Mexico, you're out of there. Even though I love my Mexican food, though.
I know. I have to cut that one, too, because the other two are just such staples. And I, you know what I miss? I miss the scene from the old Mexico ride before it was redone with the swim-up bar. Come on.
Yes.
We all
miss
that scene. We all miss that scene. It was quintessential from, like, the time of Love Boat and all that, right?
I think there's a hidden Isaac in that scene. You know, he's gone. Gotta check out the video.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical.
It. Well, you know, this has been fun. I hope you I like this, Pam. We'll have to do this again with Ricky because this will totally mess Ricky up.
I know, right? She'll cry like I'm going to now.
That's it. All right. So hopefully you enjoyed today's show and gave you something to think about. You know, it's just kind of a fun way to think about our favorite place. So again, drop by facebook.com/BeerGuestPodcast. Give your feedback on what we picked and what you would pick. It's more important. We want to hear what you would ask out of those three in each group. So don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less. And here's the great thing. The agents over at the Magic for Less are not going to make you decide. Well, you know what? We're going to give you a quote for Pop Century, Coronado Springs, or French Quarter. But you know what? We can't book you at one of those. Which one are you going to have to throw up? We can book you at any resort you want. You don't have to pick one. You do have to pick one, but you don't have to cut them like this and just sweat bullets. Like, well, you know what? You could eat on the dining plan. You could go to Le Cellier. You could go to Yachtsman, or you could go to, I don't know, wherever you want to go. You know, whatever. You know, we're not making you sweat out the details. They're going to make it a piece of cake for you. So check them out over at themagicforless.com. All the specials are there. you know, it's a great time still to book that 2019 vacation. Here's something you need to remember. Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, goes away September 30th. Mm-hmm. And then the new show starts the next night. So you can think about this. And there's still lots of rooms for that weekend, even though you might not think so. They're going fast. All of a sudden, the announcement happened. But you could be there for the last Illuminations and the very first Epcot Forever. Just saying. And there's some good deals. So check it out over at themagicforless.com. Fill out that free quote while you're there, and an agent will get back to you right away. Check them out, magicforless.com. And again, thanks to everybody who uses our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It really does help support the show. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Ricky will be back next week. We'll have the whole crew here. It'll be so fun. We'll hear about her fun over in Europe, where she stopped by London and went to Disneyland Paris, all that good stuff. So looking forward to next week. So until we see you again, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
Down to his son. Yeah.